Team Dagger, we not only make the best boats on the planet, but we also have the best paddlers on the planet. One of those paddlers, I know he's a little bit shy about it, is our good friend Pat Keller. And what do you see for the future? What are you going to be doing over the next few years? I mean, you've pushed the sport so far, so quickly. I mean, how do you go bigger or go further than what you're already doing?
Well, this year I was really pushing myself and kind of feeling the limits of what I could do, but I don't really think I have to stop there, and I'm really having fun with what I'm doing, and I don't want to slow down. So, I mean, I've seen bad things happen, I know what can happen, but I'm just kind of trying to stay true to myself and do what everything that I want to do and everything that I have fun doing, and that just kind of keeps me going and looking for the next one.
Now, I've got another special guest over here, and that's your mom. Mom, how do you feel about your son going so big and taking these chances?
Well, there's a factor that I call the mommy fear factor, and that was before Fear Factor was popular. He's not allowed to tell me before he runs something big. He has to wait till afterwards, and I want proof. I want to see the video. I want to see the media. I want to see those photos. So what he does is he'll get off of something really big and call me and say, first of all, I'm okay. And see, I know that means it's really big. But then he'll tell me what he did, and it's quite amazing. But we as a family have tremendous faith in him. If he can visualize himself doing it, then he knows he can do it. And if he doesn't visualize it, he'll walk. And at 20 years old, having that strength of character and the wisdom to walk when something doesn't feel right, I'll trust him as long as he's willing to do that.
Do you ever think, man, I got to keep this under wraps. I can't let my mom know that I'm going to do this. Maybe your buddy say, I'm going to tell your mom you're running that drop.
Oh, no. I mean, as long as I get to the bottom fine, she's happy. And she's proud of me when she sees the videos and the pictures and whatnot. She just, there's no like, oh, I don't know if you should be doing that. Oh, that's great. That's kind of how her attitude is. And same with my dad. So I don't get anything but 100% support from these guys, and I wouldn't be able to do it without them.
And we would rather that we didn't get the hospital bills after, you know. So.
Oh, and you know, let's go into that. Your sonny boy here just had a bit of a hospital bill. I think he broke his hand. Is that right?
Yeah, he did. Well, and see, this is part of the deal. He has to be a full-time student for him to stay on our insurance policy. So that's one of the reasons he's a full-time grad. He's a full-time student in college.
Which hand was it, Pat?
It was my left hand, index finger, kind of right there. Right below the knuckle. I ran an 83-foot waterfall down in Costa Rica, and upon impact, my paddle, just the force of the impact was so great that my paddle came up, and I punched myself in the helmet, breaking my paddle over my hand and my hand over my helmet.
And how did that feel? Did you realize right when you rolled up, this isn't good?
When I rolled up, yeah, but I kind of landed, shot up, and then I had to ditch that small end of my paddle, and when I grabbed the bigger end is when I kind of realized something was wrong, but... Man, I don't know. It didn't really hurt as much as I thought having a broken bone would. And I was kind of unsure if it was broken until like 4 days afterwards. And then I was like, yeah.
And I got to ask you this. You know, you're excited about running the drop and doing it successfully, staying in your boat. But at the same time, you're like, is what I imagine.
Right. I was definitely out for a good while after that. And the funny thing is, I did that in the fall for fall break in school, and then over spring break I went to Oregon and hooked myself off a 72-foot waterfall. That run didn't go quite as well. I kind of flipped on the way down and landed upside down and broke my thumb on my kayak. So hand, thumb, same hand.
Bad news. And so pro boaters, they can make mistakes too.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, but it's kind of like that. You make mistakes, and that's how you learn. And every time you make a mistake, you learn more. And then when you do get the line right and it does work out well, all those mistakes are well worth it.
Now, I got to ask your mom, what do your friends think of this? They must think, you know, they're proud of it, but they must look at you. And I hear the ladies talking. They must be like, you got to be worried about your son all the time.
Oh, we are. We are. And most of my friends, they're so proud of him. They all want to know. I have to email everybody when he's in a magazine or...
Do they have a lot of daughters that they're trying to hook your cute little adorable son up with?
They've tried, but not as many are the right age. You know, I mean, they're either too old or too young. And so I figure, right. That, you know, it's kind of like they know better. But he's got a younger sister that has a lot of really cute girlfriends.
Groupies, Pat.
Well, they're still a little too young.
Oh, okay, well, we'll wait on them. But I got to ask you, I got to ask you, you know, for the future with Pat, I mean, he's such a great, well-respected, I call him a kid, he's 20 years old, you know, I'm 35, but he is very well-respected, and you've done a great job at raising such a good young man beyond the kayaking. Even if he didn't paddle, you got to be proud to have him as a son nonetheless.
Oh, I can't tell you. I mean, I cry sometimes when I see him doing something or when he's just... It doesn't matter if he wins. It's the fact that he loves what he does with such a tremendous passion. And he wants to contribute to the sport. So he writes. He does this blog spot that he's got.
I want to ask Mom this. What's it called, Mom?
Okay. Well, it's called runtheshit.blog.
That was fun. That's probably the only time my mom has ever said that.
Well.
That's okay. Tell us about it.
Well, it's been a wonderful way for him to get the images out that people take pictures of him all the time. So he collects them and he puts them on the blog spot along with kind of a narrative of where he's been and what he's been doing. And when he's out in California and I can go into the blog spot, and it's such a great way for me as a human to see what this kid is doing, and the fact that he's my son. There are times that I just have to, I call all my friends and say, you got to see it. No, look past the name of the blog spot. And
maybe, Pat, you could just change one of them for just your money. Maybe like Run the Caca.
Yeah, well, I kind of was kicking myself after I got that name, but.
Sending that off to the relative.
Well, I mean, it's a saying that my buddy that is not here anymore, and Tommy and all those boys that I've been hanging out with a long time, we're all like, well, we're going to go run the shit. So
there it is.
Well, I'm not trying to be egotistical about it.
I know.
It's just
I love the name.
What I love to do.
Now, in closing, you know, what's the future hold for Pat Keller? Where are we going to see over the next couple of years? I know I asked you earlier, but it seems like the future's bright for you, you know, beyond kayaking. You know, you're a great guy. You know, after the kayaking, what are you going to be doing? Where do you see your future? Where do you see yourself 20 years from now, Pat?
That's a tough one. See, I'm majoring in health and wellness promotions at UNC Asheville right now. And I'm just kind of plugging my way through that so I have a good base. I might go into physical therapy or I don't know. I just want to kayak and ride my mountain bike and ride my dirt bike right now, so that's what I'm going to do.
Where do you see him in 20 years, Mom?
Playing outside, trying to make it. The thing is, he has so much potential. He could do anything he wants to do, and with the passion he has behind it, he'll find something.
For sure. And last comment, what kind of advice do you have for kayakers out there, regardless if they're class 1 to class 5, the worst to the best? What kind of words of advice do you have for people and achieving more through their kayaking?
Well, the biggest words of advice I would give to anybody trying to come up in the kayaking world is just what my dad told me, is boof everything. Anytime you see a rock, boof it. Every time you see a little drop or a slot, boof it. And that way when you're running the harder stuff and you really need to make moves, you'll know how to boof. Even if your boat's all corked out or if you're in a bad spot, you'll know how to just work it out and deal with that situation as it comes at you. And I mean, you can't really think ahead in kayaking. You can kind of plan ahead, but it's all reactions. So just try and get yourself into doing, you know, what you need to do.
You know, this sounds like a lesson in life, maybe even. Boof everything, because you never know what you're really going to have to get out of it.
Well, and start, and you know, even if you're on a class 1, class 2 rapid, you can find places to play. And he would just go for everything. And he would
boof a canoe?
Oh, yeah.
But he would also take these little tiny kayaks that he would carve out of cedar, and he'd go to creeks and move the rocks around and play with it and see what the water did and see how the boat reacted. And then he would transfer that from a little tiny creek when he was 8 years old in a backyard to big water, and he learned how to read water from doing little things like that.
Excellent. Hey, good luck to you, Pat, and we're super proud to have you on Team D.
Thanks, Obi.
And to you, Mom, I give you a hug and a give you a hug and a kiss.
You
got the pipeline to heaven. All right. Well, reporting from OR 2006, Mama Keller and Pat Keller, Steve Krieger extraordinaire. We'll see you guys out on the web.
Boof everything.